Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A short synopsis of what our Hazrat has mentioned. Hazrat said, to fulfill the right of the translation is not so easy, but we will try our best, inshallah, to mention all the main points that our Hazrat Dama Barakatum has mentioned. Number one is that our Hazrat mentioned few times in his bayan that we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for gathering us here in his Dini Majlis. It is great fadl of Allah and His benevolence that He's gathered us here, and He brought us here to this Dini Majlis for our benefit. The benefit is to us than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or any other way, but the benefit is mainly to us. We must make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these times of fitna, we know what people are doing, where they are going, what they are doing, what places they are going. Ya Allah brought us to a Dini gathering. Continuously we must attend all similar types of Dini gatherings to benefit ourselves. Hazrat mentioned that to run a madrasa, especially a madrasa where there's females, according to the Sharia way, is not an easy task. According to the Sharia law, farda laws, etc. He runs, in fact our Hazrat Dama Barakatum is the principal of so many different darul rooms. And from there there's so many different organizations, different madrasas, darul rooms, hifz classes. One place when I went, the biggest that he has, just in one darul room he has 72 hifz ustads. In total, the hifz students himself in one darul room is just about approximately 1,000. So we can see from that, he runs a girls madrasa, but he says that everything is left. He oversees it via the females in his family, his wife, etc. And he doesn't even know much details about who the much more details of the teachers, etc., because of parda reasons. Then Hazrat mentions about the status of a woman, that in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, He's conferred upon woman very great status. As a woman gets older in Islam, she gets more respect. People ask her for du'as, advices, she's the one that controls the family, etc., etc. Contrary to the kufr, the religions besides Islam, there we find that ladies work and work and they get old, but what respect is given to a woman in Islam is not given to a woman out of the fold of Islam. And we can see from this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what status is given to a female, that she's more respected, she's given more honor, and that is what teaches us that amount of respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a female in a home, and like that on the whole as a senior person in the family also. Shaykh Abrar al-Haq rahmatullah alayhi used to speak about disobedient children, as and when Hazrat mentioned many advices in between, so I'm just touching on many of the important advices. About disobedient children, we must all make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah must save us from that. He used to give the example of if a person who has an extra finger or extra toe, that means something extra in the body, what people do at that time, they hide it. They put something over it and they hide it. They hide the fault that they have in their own selves. So we must think, if a person has disobedient children, he must think or she must think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this, let me hide their faults, let me cover it, let me not expose it, and make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this test upon the person, inshallah Allah will remove it. The next important point he spoke about was the proper Islamic upbringing. Today very important how we bring our children up without the influence of cell phones, the internet, and we know what else goes with it. Hazrat Maulana Ismail Rahmatullah Alayhi always say that today the internet, the east net and this net, every net, until you'll fall into the shark's net of shaitan. And we know what happens to the person. So all these nets are nets of shaitan. He mentioned also that how many people come to him complaining, my daughter, my son, especially the females, they're missing for 2 weeks, 10 days, 1 week, 1 month sometimes. Why? They were busy on the cell phone chatting with some person, sometime in the toilet, sometime in the bathroom, sometime when there's nobody around. And that person then takes the opportunity of then eloping or kidnapping, and we know what else happens after that. And what caused it? Because the tarbiyat and the upbringing of the child was not done the correct way. Taqwa was not instilled into the child. Then Hazrat then mentions about the importance of shari'i parda, the proper sharia parda.
One is in our dressing, in our homes, on the phone, when the opposite gender, male or female, has to phone the opposite gender, how Sharia teaches us the Shari'i parda, not just outwardly. Today, mashallah, outwardly, we could be, to a great extent, following the laws of Sharia outwardly. But Sharia parda is not just the outward, it's the inward parda also in the home, the dressing, the mannerisms, how to speak, etc. is very important. Then also he's emphasized a lot on mixed gatherings, that we shouldn't be attending mixed gatherings where there's no parda, where there's complete mixing of the males and females. Many say, upon this, many say that if I don't attend, it could cause a breakup in the family, that family ties are broken. That's the fear. But what has it mentioned? Two very important advices on that. Number one is that we are concerned about breaking up of family ties. For that purpose, what he gives the advice, many he's given to, that if there's some function, go at the beginning of the function, or maybe a few minutes earlier, meet the people in charge there, make some excuse ourselves for whatever reason it be, something valid, and excuse ourselves and leave the place. Give your gift, leave it there. Anybody has to complain that this person is not here, at least the host can then say, the person was here, but the only thing is that they had to leave early. So in that way we are fulfilling, we are not breaking off ties. But what he mentions after the second point, what a person must be more concerned than worrying about family ties, which is very great, very important. But what about breaking up our ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our breaking of ties with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pious, etc. When we will attend such gatherings, we are breaking our ties with Allah. We are breaking our ties and our connection with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why, to make everybody happy, go early. If you want to go early, where you are not involved in whatever haram is taking place in those places. And this is something very important in today's times especially. He mentioned that one child, when taqwa is brought into a person, one child, one girl, one male, can become a means of the hidayat of the entire family. Then after that he spoke about the relationship between husband and wife. Very many, many important points he mentioned. I'll go through it as and how he mentioned it. He mentioned first about the wife, how important it is for the wife to keep the husband happy, to see to his khidmat, needs, etc. When the wife keeps the husband happy, he will be happy, he will look around, there will be happiness in the home, children will be more happy, they will prosper, no effect on society, upon their education, etc. Just on that point, one point comes to my mind, which he hasn't mentioned just in passing, that we find in our madrasa in many places, we find the children that are most affected, are more behind, and you find them not prospering and succeeding in their studies. One of the major causes, not the only, but one of the major causes, is that there's Jahannam at home. Where there's no happiness at home, where there's a breakup, where there's some problem, we find we want our children to prosper in education and all those things, but what's the use that where we are loggerheads at home, where the Jahannam is there at home, where there's problems, obviously it's going to affect them. He mentioned about, on both sides, husband and wife, both must keep each other happy and fulfill their rights. He mentioned about a great buzurg, wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he only even accepted the bayat of his murid. He saw his temperament of being somebody very hot-headed, he flares up very easily. He mentioned to him that until and unless I don't get a good report from your wife, I will not even take bayat of you. This bayat thing, by the way, what our Hazrat did at the end, what is all these things about bayat, etc.? It's a bayat of allegiance, where it is there from the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right from then, Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Quran Sharif also, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِينَ. Bayat was there from Sahaba's time, right up to now, and this is what he did at the end. Where you take an oath, a so-called oath of allegiance to a certain pious person, and you follow his advices so that how he has reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happiness, become his close friend, you do the same. So this is something proven from Sahaba's time, sunnat, etc. right up to now. So this pious buzurg, he only accepted the bayat of certain person who came to take bayat by him when his wife was fully happy with him, with his anger, with his moods, with his temperament, etc. Only when she was happy, she gave full good report about him at home, then did he accept his bayat. He mentions one incident for the benefit of the males, that a husband, it's a lengthy incident, but the gist of it is that when his wife once cooked a meal, it was not in proper proportion, whether it was less, extra, there was something not correct with the taste and the salt, etc. This person, this husband, forgave his wife. When he passed away, somebody, some alim, pious person, saw him in a dream, and he asked him, "What happened to you?" He said, "I forgave my wife for whatever she did with the food. On that one thing that I thought to be so small, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me." So how important it is to control our moods, anger, etc. Hazrat gives a lot of encouragement to read our Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi's kitab called Huququr Rijal, Huququr Nisa. They have been translated in English also. We should try and obtain a copy. Rights of the males, rights of females, husbands and wives. It's something very important. He also gives advice to the husbands that they must also not only be worried about the nawafil and zikr and Quran, which is very important. They should do that. But not just only that. They should do it, but not only that. Also see to the needs of the wife, her sicknesses, whatever needs she has, etc. in the home. Whatever the needs be within the laws of Sharia, she should see to that also. That is also part of taqwa. Today we only understand taqwa to be zikr, Quran, and nawafil, etc. What about these things which is part of taqwa? He gives the encouragement of Ya Subbuh, Ya Quddus, Ya Ghafur, Ya Wadud. I'll repeat it thrice. Ya Subbuh, Ya Quddus, Ya Ghafur, Ya Wadud. Ya Subbuh, Ya Quddus, Ya Ghafur, Ya Wadud. These are four names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives encouragement. Our Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi, he calls our Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, who is to give a lot of encouragement that whether his husband or whether his wife, that they should, if a person's temperament is not the correct at that moment, to read and blow. And especially he says a person who says Gujarati, who talks Gujarati, you can say kem cho and blow upon the next person to calm the anger and to calm the temperament of the person at that time. Inshallah, these four names of Allah, again, Ya Subbuh, Ya Quddus, Ya Ghafur, Ya Wadud, is very, very effective in calming the temperament and anger of a person. He gives us incident of one pious Buzurg Wali of Allah. Remember, these people, they have a lot of wisdom in them. One thing they may say, but has such great effects. So there's a lot of wisdom, this great pious person. Once a lady came to him complaining that my husband's temperament and his anger is very, very, very high, very severe, such that I can't control him, I can't make him happy, he's always angry with me, etc. So he beats me, hits me, he's very angry with me. So this pious Buzurg mentioned that, bring some water, I'll make dam on it and I'll tell you what to do. When she brought the water, he read something on that water, but he told her that whenever your husband enters home, whatever is in your mouth, take it out and make sure you put the water in your mouth in a way where you don't have to spit it out, you don't swallow it, you keep it in your mouth at all times, dumb water. Inshallah, you'll see your husband will be very happy. When she continuously did this for some time, a few days, a week, etc., she found that whatever her husband told her, bring the food, let's eat, let's do this, whatever it be, he was very happy with her. After some time, this husband also comes to say that something you gave my wife, some dumb water, and mashallah, it's having very great effect, I'm very happy, there's no anger at home, the moods are fine. But in reality, what it was, that he in reality told the wife to keep the water in her mouth, to control her tongue, where she does not utter and mention those things that will anger the husband. So this is something very important, control of the tongue. How we speak, what we speak, when we speak, in which way we speak, what words we use, what expressions we have, something very, very important. Then he gives advices again to the husbands. There he balanced it, some advices to the wife, some to the husband. Advices to the husbands to be kind and tolerant to their wives. Overlook their faults. Allah will deal with you. That means the husbands accordingly treat how you would want your son-in-law to treat your daughter. How you want your son-in-law to treat your daughter, that is how you should treat your wife and even better. And inshallah, by doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see that you are being kind to his servant and he will be kind to you, inshallah. At the end, Hazrat made dua. Allah accept all those females, males, etc. who are studying deen. He gave encouragement that whatever you are learning, that whether it be this madrasa, wherever it be the students be, that forward it and teach it, promulgate it, especially to your family at home and even the others. From now, from student days, read the ahadith at home by heart, say it, learn it, practice upon it. He gave encouragement of the hadith, نَظَّرَ اللَّهُ مَرَانْ سَمِيَ مَقَالَتِ lengthy hadith, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah ta'ala rewards a person who learns hadith and then conveys it. Allah keeps such a person fresh, his face fresh, his body fresh, keeps him happy, fresh, in a way where he is learning the Quran, learning hadith, and then he conveys it, he teaches it. So then he gave a lot of encouragement of not just learning. Whatever we learn in the madrasa, wherever we learn, whatever we hear, take it home. Propagate it, promulgate it to others. Inshallah, you practice, they practice. Everybody will practice upon deen. Everybody then will benefit, inshallah. Then he made dua at the end. Allah must accept all those who came, the males, females. Allah must make us his awliya and his pious servants. And he also mentioned that we should keep up the nisbat of our Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi in this madrasa and everywhere. What intention our Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi had of continuing his ways and his teachings, we should all continue it, inshallah. May Allah accept all of us coming here. May Allah take us from strength to strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to benefit from these pious elders. We can see one by one they are going. Our Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi went, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Patel rahmatullahi alayhi is gone. And like that, so many are just going. Let us benefit from them. Let us attend their gatherings. The main thing being to make amal. Today, unfortunately, what happens is that we always want something that's very flowery, something very much nice and appeasing to ourselves. Something that's simple, straightforward. We find our Hazrat who spoke today, quite a few places as he was speaking, was quite jovial and made everybody laugh. Now somebody may say that this is not where is a pious person, normally Buzuruk must be very serious, and where is making people laugh, etc. This is also found in Quran Hadith. This is found also when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to mention certain things to people that used to make them a bit humorous, used to make them feel happy, to break the ice and to make people strong, closer and stronger linked to them. We find once he mentioned that to an elderly lady that elderly ladies won't be in Jannah. So this lady got very worried that I'm not going to go to Jannah. So he mentioned what he made like a bit of a joke, where he tried to say that when you go to Jannah, you are old when you die, but when you go to Jannah, you'll become young. 30 to 33 years old you will be when you enter Jannah. So you find indirectly it was like a joke to break the ice and win people. So this is the whole idea. May Allah accept all of us coming here. Allah grant us his true taqwa and make us of his awliya, inshallah.